questions keep dogging the Bush administration about its handling of detainees captured in the war on terrorism and in Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld admitted this week that the CIA asked him not to register a prisoner in Iraq. This kept the man hidden from the International Committee of the Red Cross. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that human rights groups are sounding alarms about the fate of thousands of detainees held around the world at U.S. request.
When the defense secretary was pressed on his decision not to register a detainee with suspected links to a terrorist group, Rumsfeld acknowledged there were other cases.
We have, on occasion, received people from the agency. I can think of an additional case right off the top of my head, but where they have, for whatever reason, captured somebody or arrested somebody or been given somebody, and at some moment brought them to us and said, would you please take custody of this person?
He wouldn't say how many times the CIA has asked to keep detainees off the books. He said only there are instances when that occurs. A Defense Department lawyer acknowledged that the Geneva Conventions require the U.S. to register detainees promptly. Human rights groups argue that this case fits a pattern of secrecy when it comes to suspected terrorists in U.S. custody. In a recent report, Human Rights Watch lawyer Reed Brody identified 13 mainly al-Qaeda-linked suspects who have, as the report puts it, disappeared in U.S. custody.
Well, these are people who were captured in different places in the world, in Pakistan, Morocco, Thailand, Indonesia, handed over to the U.S., and never heard from since. In some cases, we know that they're being held and being questioned. In other cases, we simply have no idea what may have become of them.
His list includes suspected al-Qaeda leaders Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Abu Zubaydah, as well as an Indonesian cleric believed to have been behind the Bali nightclub bombings.
These people are not your Chilean dissident or your Guatemalan trade union leader who are disappeared. These are presumably, and in most cases are, very, very bad people. But still, the idea that you can just take someone and do with them as you will for years on end is just so antithetical to everything that we stand for.
When the ICRC's president was in Washington in January, he once again requested access to detainees held in undisclosed locations. A Red Cross spokesman said this week his organization has yet to receive a satisfactory response, adding the ICRC has more questions than answers. So does a group known as Human Rights First, which just published a report about secret detention centers around the world. That report's author, Deborah Perlstein, says thousands of people have been taken into U.S. custody since the Bush administration launched the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
This includes, of course, the 600-some detainees held at Guantanamo Bay, on the order of 400 still held at various locations in Afghanistan. Thousands held in more than a dozen locations in Iraq, some officially undisclosed, and an unknown number in Pakistan, Jordan, Diego Garcia, and on U.S. warships at sea.
Perlstein said her group has heard from multiple sources about undisclosed detention and interrogation facilities in many parts of the world. A Pentagon spokesman would not confirm this. He said to talk about facilities other than those that have been disclosed in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Guantanamo gets into operational issues, and that information is classified. Human rights observers say the U.S. has gotten better at notifying families of people taken into U.S. custody. Still, Perlstein's report documented several cases of missing Iraqis believed to be held by U.S. forces.
We are currently working with an Iraqi human rights organization and others on the ground in Iraq to document and record more of these stories, but they are coming to some extent faster than we can keep track of them, and we also want to make sure that we're getting the story right.
She's left with unanswered questions about how many people are in U.S. custody and where they're being held. While Bush administration officials have insisted it is not their policy in Iraq to hide detainees from international scrutiny, rights groups are challenging the U.S. to open up all detention centers there and around the world to the International Committee of the Red Cross. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.